弟兄姊妹们平安，我想我们最近两个礼拜都在适应我们新的 schedule。
Peace to you brothers and sisters. I believe we're still adjusting to the new Sunday worship schedule.
我相信我们会越来越适应，也会越来越好。
I'm sure we'll get used to it more and then it will be actually a better one for us.
有一个小小的盼望。
And I have this request.
我希望弟兄姊妹在波饼聚会的时候，我们能够越来越专心在主的身上。
I hope that we can focus our attention on the Lord during the breaking of bread meeting.
虽然我们外面的方式跟时间上有一点变动。
Even though our schedule and our format has a little slight change.
希望弟兄姊妹能够尽量的不东张西望，我们能够集中在饼杯在纪念主的这件事上。
But we hope that we can concentrate on our attention on the bread and the cup and not to look around.
那尤其不要急得太快的点诗歌我们多有一些祷告。
And please do not rush into singing hymns that we can have more prayers.
如果你自己觉得里面的话不够，不太容易开口祷告的话。
If you feel you lack words to pray.
当别人祷告的时候，我们就用 Amen， 我们来从心里面来配合来应和。
And we can still support and participate in other people's prayer by saying Amen.
你会发现，当我们这样子说 Amen 的时候
，You will discover that when you say Amen，
我们从心里面说 Amen，
from the bottom of our heart，
你发现你的灵就不知不觉里面你就被提升起来了。
And you will feel your spirit will be lifted，
你就能够进入到那个聚会的灵里面去。
That you can follow the flow of the spirit。
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，除非圣灵很明显的感动，不急着提诗歌啊。
So unless the Spirit moves you, please do not rush into
asking. 然后多有一些祷告。
That will pray more.
但是真有诗歌的时候，我们当然也欢迎你提出来。
But by all means, go ahead and not name the hymns that the Holy Spirit moved you.
那个在会后，我们预备了一张纸张放在招待的桌上。
There's this sheet on the outside the door at the usher's table.
上面这是从生活税报纸上剪下来的。
And this is from San Jose Mercury.
那我想我们最近都一直为着在美国一直发生这些 anthrax 的威胁，大家都成为很最热门的话题。
It seems that we are all very concerned about the threat by anthrax.
那上面报纸上告诉我们它三种侵犯的方法跟侵犯之后可能会有的特征跟征兆。
And this report tells us how it will attack us and also the symptoms after being attacked.
那下面的这个是这个邮政总局印出来，就是关于我们收到的信件跟包裹有哪些现象是让我们最好不要打开来。
And then the bottom part shows a picture by the post office what kind of packages might be the candidate.
那我们来不及翻译，如果需要翻译的弟兄姊妹可以会后找个年轻的弟兄姊妹帮你解释一下。
And if you need translation, please find someone who will do that for you.
那我们印这个不是要让弟兄姊妹变得更紧张啊。
We're not here to make you even more nervous.
那就是既然在政府在大家提醒我们该注意的事情上，我们稍微注意一下。
But this is just a reminder.
但是神的儿女们在这个荒凉跟混乱的世代中。
But children of God in this chaotic age.
我们更会体会到在我们里面的平安何等的可贵跟真实。
It even shows more precious how our peace in us.
在平安的日，在顺利的日子里面，众人都把平安当作理所当然。
When in peaceful time, people take peace for granted.
大家也看不出有什么太大的不同。
And then they can't tell any difference anyway.
唯有在混乱和充满了危险的时代里面，神儿女们心中那个不能夺去的平安，就显出了他的真实和见证来。
But in chaotic times, the precious peace in children of God that cannot be taken away is even more real.
我们不用去管别人有没有买防毒面具或是买消炎药。
We don't have to ask around for a gas mask.
我们个人最重要的事情还是把我们自己集中在主的身上。
But the most important thing for us to do is to concentrate on the Lord.
圣经上告诉我们，信靠耶和华的人必不至于羞愧。
The Bible tells us anyone who trusts in the Lord will not be ashamed.
我们一起翻一节圣经，我们来读好不好？诗篇九十一篇。
Let's look at one scripture, Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇，如果你们没有圣经的话，我念给你们听。
Psalm 91.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。 我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你圣经告诉我们，我们信靠耶和华的人何等的有福。
It was verses 1 through 7, and the Bible tells us how blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord.
耶和华是我们四围的火城。
Because he is the firing wall around us.
没有他的许可，仇敌没有办法来碰我们。
The enemy cannot touch us without his permission.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷。
This is how the mountains surround Jerusalem.
耶和华也要照样围绕他的百姓。
So he will surround his people.
从今时直到永远。
From now until eternity.
诗篇九十一篇到了后面的时候。
At the end of Psalm 91.
十四节。
Verse 14.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Verse 14 tells us, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
他说，求告我，我就应允他。
He will call on me, and I will answer him.
他在急难中，我要与他同在。
I will be with him in trouble.
我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
I will deliver him and honor him.
我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
弟兄姊妹，不管在91篇的前半或是后半，都告诉我们一件重要的事。
Throughout Psalm 91, it tells us one important thing.
讲到我们跟神之间那个对的关系。
That is the right relationship with God.
当我们住在至高者的隐秘处的时候。
When we dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
说到我们知道如何来投靠他，如何来藏身在他的里面。
That means how we know how to hide in Him.
不管有千人倒在我们旁边，万人扑倒在我们右边，神说这灾必不临到。
So even 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand.But it will not come near you.
而在结束的时候，神说：“你若专心爱我，我就一定搭救你。”
And at the end, it says, "If you love me, I will rescue you."
让我们主享长寿，为的是要叫我们来经历他的救恩。
So that the Lord will grant us long life, so we will experience His salvation.
所以我很早以前我就已经跟弟兄姊妹们在小组里面有交通过。
Long ago, I have shared with you in small groups.
我说九一一的事情不仅仅是一个震惊而已。
Tragedy happened on September 11. It's not just only a shock.
其实它不过就是一个开幕，是一个开始。
This is only a beginning.
我们不要想寄望在外面日子会越来越好。
Do not expect our days will be better and better.
圣经上早就说到，在末后的日子有各式各样的灾难，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
Because the Bible already tells us at the end time.Nations will come up against nations.
这一切事情发生的时候，神叫我们不要惊慌，不要稀奇。
And do not be surprised when all these things happen.
甚至圣经上告诉我们，当我们看见这一切的混乱和灾难的时候
，The Bible tells us when we see all these signs.
神的儿女们反而要昂首挺胸。
We should be strong and bold.
因为知道主来的日子真是近了。
Because we know the day of the Lord is near.
这是我们跟世人最大的不同。
And this is how different we are compared to the world.
整个外面的环境跟日子会越来越乱的。
The environment will become more and more chaotic.
但是认识耶和华的子民要刚强行事。
But all of us who know the Lord will be strong and bold.
因为我们知道这一切的兆头都指向神早就已经告诉我们的结局。
Because all these signs point to at the end that the Lord has told us long time ago.
要来的必要来，必不迟延。
The one who is come will come, he will not delay.
甚至说，看哪，人子的脚步近了，就在门口了。
The Lord even says, look at the footsteps of the one who is coming is near, he's at the door.
弟兄姊妹，你不要去寄望环境上会越变越好。
So do not put your expectation on your environment.
我们要起来为这个国家，为这个世代祷告。
We should raise to pray for this nation and for this generation.
我们所求的不是只是这些难处、这些攻击、这些威胁被除去。
We do not just ask for this.Threats to pass away.
我们要祷告的是，我们都醒过来。
We will pray that we will all wake up.
神最后在这里震醒我们，叫我们预备好自己。
The Lord is shaking us so that we can be more ready.
要预备迎接你的神。
Be prepared to meet your Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都在主的面前要有的生活。
And this is also the life we should have.
如果我们跟世人一样，只是处在那种伤痛、跟紧张、恐惧的里面。
If we're just panicking and nervous like the rest of the world,
弟兄姊妹，我们就活着像没有指望的人一样。
And we live as if we have no hope.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以在我开始讲信息之前，我们仍然低头，我们有个祷告。
So I would like to have a silent prayer before my message.
早晨，我们都一起来到你宝座的面前。
We all come before your throne this morning.
让我们学会在一切的难处里面，我们来仰望你。
That we'll learn to look upon you in all our distress.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？I will look up to the mountain. Where does my help come from?
我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help come from the maker of heaven and earth.
保护我们的永远不打盹也不睡觉。
The one who protects us will not slumber nor sleep.
耶和华要与我们同在从今时直到永远。
The Lord will be with us from now until eternity.
主，这是我们的把握。
And this is our assurance, Lord.
因为这是你给我们的应许。
Because you have promised us.
这也是我们常有的经历。
And this is also our experience.
主啊，当洪水在泛滥的时候，我们知道你仍然坐着为王。
We know that you still reign on the throne even in the flood.
至高者在这里掌权。
The Most High is reigning.
一切所有的都在你的手中。
And everything is in control in your hand.
是的，当我们看见外面越来越混乱、越危险的时候
，We know that when more danger and chaos happen.
你让我们里面的信心却更高昂。
But you have lifted up our faith.
知道我们的主要回来了。
We know that our Lord will come back.
神子民被赎被。
The day of redemption for the people of God is so close.
让我们都在这里，在各样的患难中，我们能够欢欢喜喜盼望你的荣耀。
That we will hope for your glory joyfully in tribulation.
求你保守你的儿女们。
May you protect your children.
让我们都在你的面前预备自己。
So that we will be ready for you.
好迎接你的回来。
To meet you.
我们也为我们亲爱的家人没有信主的亲友们特别祷告
We also pray for our beloved family and relatives who are not saved yet
帮助他们在这个艰难的日子能够转向你
Please help them to turn to you in a difficult time
让他们可以得到永远的生命
That they will receive eternal life
得到荣耀的盼望和把握
And also this glorious hope and assurance
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
我们再次为了这个国家的领袖向你求祝福
Again, we pray for the leader of this nation
恩待恩待他们
Have mercy on them.
帮助他们
Help them.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 今天早晨我们继续要讲怎么样子在主的面前有果效的祷告
And this morning we shall continue the message how to have effective prayers.
我相信我们许多的人都知道祷告的重要性。
Now we all know about the importance of prayers.
很多人也试着认真祷告过。
And many of us have tried seriously.
但是常常有一件事情让我们里面着急的就是。
But there's one thing that causes trouble.
常常我们的祷告不够长久。
Is that we do not persevere.
我们祷告的生活不够稳定。
And we do not have steady prayer life.
我们很容易半途而废。
And we like to give up.
为什么
？Why?
那一个很重要的一个原因
One important reason
就是因为在祷告的里面我们常常碰到一种挫折和考验
Because we often are being tested or frustrated
就是好像我们的祷告没有蒙到垂听
Seems like our prayers are not heard
虽然在1994年3月份的 Life 杂志里面有一个统计
In the magazine of In the Life magazine 1994 March
他说美国人 75% 的人都承认自己常常祷告
75% of American peopleclaim that they pray often.
甚至 95% 的人都说他们曾经有过祷告得答应的经验。
Or even 95% of them say they have experienced their prayers being answered.
但是事实上告诉我们有更多的人有祷告没得答应的经验。
But then in a reality, there are even more people who have prayers unanswered.
原谅我说在我这个信心这么软弱这么不够完全的人身上我也是祷告没有得答应的比我祷告蒙答应的事情多。
Even to me, who have not complete faith, I have more prayers who are not answered than the ones that are answered.
我真羡慕 George Mueller, 穆勒弟兄。
How I admire George Mueller.
他说他这一生里面清清楚楚，因为他祷告蒙答应的事情，他可以数算出50,000+。
He said he clearly know that about 50,000 of his prayers have been answered.
清清楚楚，因为知道他祷告了，神听了，他可以数得出五万多件。
He clearly knew that the Lord did it because he prayed.
他甚至跟别人做见证说，我的神从来没有不听我祷告。
He even testified that my Lord never leaves my prayers unanswered.
那弟兄姊妹，那当我们面临这个考验跟挫折的时候，我们该怎么办呢？
So when we face this frustration, what should we do?
我们是不是应该放弃呢？
Should we just give up?
还是认为我自己不够属灵，所以算了？
Or just think we're not as spiritual, so forget about it?
弟兄姊妹 no.
No.
我们千万不要上这仇敌的诡计。
Don't believe the lie of the enemy.
祷告蒙答应的应许在圣经上这么多，这么真实。
Because the Lord has promised us so many times in the Bible.
神到今天仍然是一个听祷告的神。
Until today, He's the one, still the one that answers prayers.
神到今天仍然是有足够的能力来成就他所要成就的事。
He's still capable of performing what he has to do.
所以让我们都不要随便放弃。
So let's not give up easily.
所以当我们在这样子一步一步开始在这里讲我们怎么样子让我们的祷告能够更有果效。
So when we look at how can we make our prayers more effective.
我愿意先有几件原则先跟弟兄姊妹先搞清楚让大家比较掌握住的。
I'd like to make clear some basic principles first.
第一个
First,
所有真心向神的祷告
Anyone who makes prayer sincerely
所有的祷告
All prayers
都有答应不见得都答应这两个不一样啊
There will always be an answer but the answer might not be yes
就是神会 answer 我们所有的祷告不见得 grant 我们所有的祷告
He will answer all our prayers but he might not grant all our wishes
Either yes, either no.
Or no.
Either wait.
Or wait.
Not yet.
Or not yet.
弟兄姊妹，神对我们每一个认真的祷告，神都有答应的。
The Lord has an answer for all our true prayers.
虽然他不见得答应我们每一个祷告。
Even though he might not grant them.
所以这个格里汉牧师他的妻子 Ruth 啊，他曾经有一次分享。
The wife of Billy Graham Ruth once shared.
她说感谢神，还好神没有听我每一个祷告。
She says, I thank the Lord for he did not grant all my prayers.
她说不然我早就嫁错人了。
Otherwise, I would have married the wrong person.
而且我嫁错好几次。
And I probably married wrong many times.
我跟你们介绍过一本书，有效生命的教学 ,Dr. Howard Hendricks.
There's a book that I recommended by Dr. Howard Hendricks.
非常好的一本书。
Teach to change lives.
弟兄他有一次也是在那里做见证。
And one time this brother also testified.
他说弟兄姊妹你有没有为着神没有听你的祷告感谢过神
He says, have you ever thanked God for his not answering all of your prayers?
因为他从年轻的时候就很爱主啊。
Because he's loved the Lord since he was young.
所以教会很多妈妈都看中他。
So a lot of... Sisters liked him.
是为了他们的女儿看中他。
And then they all like him, and then for their daughters.
所以他说他常常听见教会的妈妈来跟他讲，他说 Howard, 你知道吗？我常为你祷告。
So many elderly sisters will come to him and say, you know, Howard, I often pray for you.
我希望有一天你成为我的女婿。
I hope that one day you will become my son-in-law.
所以这个 Dr. Hendrick 就说，当他每一次讲这个例子的时候，他总是加上一句话。
So every time he testified this, he always said, add one thing.
弟兄姊妹要学习为着神没有答应的祷告感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, you need to thank God for the prayers that he did not grant.
神不见得答应我们的祷告，但是他一定会有 answer.
He might not grant all our answers.All our prayers, but he will have an answer for us.
所以当我们在祷告的事情上，我们没有得到答应或答应的时候
，So when we do not receive a grant, when we do not receive what we ask,
我再讲清楚一点啊，神一定会有 response， 神会回应我们的祷告。
For sure, God will respond to our prayers.
那这个回应呢，一直告诉我们我成就了，或是我没有成就，或是你要再等一下。
But the response could be yes, no, or wait.
但是答应呢是表示神就 grant, 现在就给你了。
The yes answer will be granted, and he might give it to you now.
举一个很简单的例子，像我的病，神早就给我答应了，但是神还没有 grant 我说完全得医治。
For example, when I pray for my sickness, the Lord answered my prayer a long time ago, but he hasn't granted the healing yet.
所以当我们还没有得到这些答应的时候
So when we do not have what we ask yet
我们要有两个态度
We have two attitudes
第一个态度
First
我们要认真的在主的面前来寻求
We have to seek him earnestly
不要让这个问题这个祷告随便的过去
Don't let this prayer just pass by easily
所以有人说我们的祷告常常像那种很调皮的小朋友到别人家按了铃就跑了
Someone says that our prayers are just like those naughty kids. They would ring the doorbell and then run away.
那主人出来开门的时候，发现人已经不见了。
So the owner of the house comes to answer the door. He finds no one.
我们在那里祷告说：“主耶稣啊，求你怎么样，怎么怎么样。”然后祷告完我们就忘了。
So oftentimes we pray, also Lord, please do this and that, and then we forget about it.
神叫来给我们的时候，发现我们不见了。
And then when the Lord is ready to grant us, and then He can't find us.
We don't care.
Because we don't care.
所以马丁路德他有一次他说他在吃饭的时候
That's why Martin Luther once shared when he was
突然他们家的那个小 puppy 啊，我们家的儿子一直希望再得到一只小 puppy 那小 puppy 坐在他的桌子上
And then when he was at his meal he found his little puppy on the table
那个两个眼睛就完全看着他那个路德正在吃的那块肉
And then just staring at that steak
那个嘴巴的口水眼睛都在看着他那块肉
It seems like the puppy was ready to drool
你可以想象那幅图画
Can you imagine that picture?
马丁路德就突然有个感触
And then this inspires Martin Luther
他说主啊如果我对你的渴慕跟我的祷告像这只狗一样多好
He says the Lord if my desire and thirst for you is like this puppy and how great that would be
他完全 focus 在那件事情上而且他这么渴慕得到他
It was total focus and concentration
所以弟兄姊妹我们向神认真神就向我们认真
So if we're serious to God He will be serious to us
是的感谢主当我们认真的时候很多的事情我们发现神真是成全了我们的祷告
It is true when we are serious about prayer The Lord grants them a lot
那 even 神没有照着我们所求的成就了我们的祷告
Even He might not perform according to what we ask
但是因着我们认真的缘故神让我们知道为什么神没有成就这件事
But because we are serious the Lord will let us know why he did not grant it
所以这个没有成就不仅仅没有打击我们的信仰反而更坚定了我们的信心
So that it will not only weaken our faith but it will strengthen our faith
今天我们里面基督徒里面都有个心虚原谅我说
Today we have this unsettling feeling
很多时候我们所谓的见证是在等到事情发生之后真的照我们所求的了我们回头来解释
A lot of times we only dare to give testimony when things happen according to what we ask and then we come back to interpret it
照着我们所求的我们就讲得大声一点我们很感谢主啊主听我祷告
If things happen according to what we ask then we can praise them more boldly
好像没有成就的时候我们也找一个很属灵的原因给自己下台阶
And then if things did not happen according to what we wish then we will find another spiritual reason to interpret it
那如果这种不清不楚的祷告没有得答应发生过太多次你知道连我们的信心都受到摇动
But if these things happen so often it will shaken our faith
但是如果我们在祷告的事情上向神是认真的话
But if we are serious about our prayer to God
每一个祷告神会告诉我们好为什么答应他为什么不答应
Then the Lord will tell us exactly the reason why if he granted or not
那就算他没有答应他也让我们知道他为什么不答应我们
Even if he does not grant our wish he will let us know why
这个知道反而坚定了我们对他的信任和信心
And this knowledge of his reason will strengthen our trust in him
知道神何等的真实我是有神在管的人
So that we will know that God is real and He is in control of my life.
一个小小的例子啊。
I'll give you an example.
听说基督之家寇世远监督有一年在台湾，他要到台湾的北边基隆去传福音。
There was this Reverend Cole. He was going to a northern part of Taiwan to preach gospel.
从台湾来的都知道基隆是一个渔港。
And that city is a harbor with a lot of rain.
那他要去我们在台湾传福音的时候就常常祷告主主啊不要叫天下雨因为下雨福音朋友就不来
So we often will pray the Lord please don't rain on that day so that the gospel friends will come
所以他自己也这样向神祷告他也请弟兄姊妹为了那里的天气祷告
So he prayed just like that and he asked brothers and sisters to pray just like that
有人说基隆一年365天是300天下雨的是吧不晓得是真还是
Some people say in 基隆 about 300 of the year 300 days of the year will rain.
他祷告主希望不要下雨，让福音朋友可以来。
So he prayed that God will stop the rain on that day, so God's friends will come. But unexpectedly, on his way there, it was pouring.
雷雨交加, 他就里面觉得神,
and it was raining, stormy, and he was wondering why God
didn't hear his prayer.
So he could already imagine in the church just few people sitting there.
没想到当他到了那边去的时候,
but surprisingly, when he arrived,
整个教堂里面坐得满满的,
the church was full of people.
后来才知道, 因为他们教堂里面的弟兄姊妹大多数都是渔夫,
and then later on, he realized that most brothers and sisters were fishermen.
只有这么大的风雨可以让他们不出海留下来。
Only a stormy day like this would stop them from going out fishing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 很多的时候我们不知道说神你怎么没有照我所求的呢?
So a lot of times we do not know why God does not answer our prayer.
弟兄姊妹, 神答应我们的祷告, 不答应我们的祷告,
whether God grants it or not,
都是从他心中 那个真正的爱和智慧里面出来,
it's all out of his loving and wise heart.
这就是我说的, 当我们的祷告还没有得到答应的时候, 第二个态度,
and then let's look at the second attitude we should have before our prayers are answered.
就是我们要相信神不会错,
that we have to trust that he's never wrong.
相信他的道路高过我们的道路, 他的意念高过我们的意念,
trusting that his ways are higher than ours and his will is higher than ours.
他为爱他之人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见, 人心未曾想过的,
what he has prepared for those who love him is beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we have seen or conceived,
超过我们所求所想的,
beyond what we can ask.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是我开头的时候提出来的,我想我们都在这个挑战中。
Because we are all in this challenge together.
所以在所有的祷告里面,我们要知道神都会有答应,但不见得都答应。
So that we have to first know that he will have an answer for all our prayers, but he might not grant all our prayers.
第二个,对所有神还没有答应的事,我们都要在主的面前认证。
And to anything that he hasn't answered yet, we have to be serious.
这个认真不仅仅让没有被答应的祷告不会来影响来摇动我们的信心, 反而加深了我们对神的信心。
So that those prayers unanswered will not only weaken our faith but strengthen our faith.
如果在我们寻求之后仍然没有任何的答案, 那我们就凭着信心往前去。
If after our seeking him we still do not get any answer, we should just move forward in faith.
最终神会让我们知道,
he will let us know eventually.
那我们这边要做的就是我们凭着信心我们不怀疑神的存心。
But what we have to do is that we do not doubt his love.
那么现在我们要对着祷告不得答应的事情, 那也有我们人这方面的讲究。
And then there are also some things we have to take care of.
这就是为什么我们最近连续三次的讲台, 我们在讲这些点。
That's why we kept on talking about this message for 3 weeks already.
因为人这面的配合也是重要的。
Because we need to cooperate with God.
因为属灵的事决定有属灵的法则在其中的。
Because there are spiritual principles that we have to follow.
你今天要做这样这个菜什么什么, 哎呀, 我实在不是做菜的人啊。 那举例来说,你举了一个很好的, 你看我那菜名就叫得出来, 你们爱吃什么? 那么你打开了食谱以后, 你一定要follow他的守则来做, 对不对?
If you want to cook a very good dish, you have to follow the instructions on the cookbook.
不要笑那么久, 好吧,你讲开车好了。
Okay, for instance, driving.
你要到一个地方去,
if you want to go to one place,
你有一个目的地你要能够去,
you have a destination in your mind.
这边有一辆车子在这里,
and here's a car for you.
它怎么样子能够把你现在带到Nevada去?
So how can it transport you to Nevada now?
不是去赌博啊, 你需要钥匙,
you need a key,
你需要driver,
you need a driver,
你需要这个车子有油,
and you need gasoline,
你需要有地图告诉你怎么样达到目的地,
and you need a map.
弟兄姊妹,我们生活的事情我们都很能明白,
so we can all understand these things.
但是属灵的事情,当我们祷告要得答应的时候,
but then in the same way with spiritual things,
不是我于宏杰斗胆敢在这里说祷告蒙答应有条件,
it's not up to me to lay out the principles and requirements for prayers.
而在圣经上这么清楚地把这些原则摆在这里。
It's given to us by the Bible.
上一次我们已经讲到两个点，第一个要远离罪恶。
So last time we shared two points. First, depart from sin.
因为神不听罪人。
Because God does not listen to sinners.
我们心里面如果注重罪孽，神必不听。
If we cherish our sins, then the Lord will not listen to us.
所以我们第一件事情要先在主的面前认罪，求主赦免我们。
So the first thing is that we have to repent and ask for forgiveness.
我再说，不是要叫我们做一个十全十美的人，而是我们至少我们的心不责备我们，好让我们可以向神坦然无惧。
It's not to say that we have to be perfect, but our conscience should not rebuke us so that we can be bold.
我们活在我们今天生命的程度和亮光中。
So we live according to the light we have received from the Lord.
第二件事情，要学会奉主的名来祷告。
And secondly, we have to learn to pray in the Lord's name.
不是只是嘴巴说我奉主的名就完了。
We're not just uttering it with our mouth.
而是知道这个名让我们有资格可以到施恩的宝座前。
But to know that we're qualified to come before the throne of mercy with this name.
而知道借着这个名，主跟我们同在，让我们可以在神的同在中来祷告。
And to know that through this name we receive the presence of the Lord so we can pray in His presence.
第三个借着这个名他给我们权柄。
And through this name we receive authority.
所以我们在地上捆绑神在天上就捆绑。
So that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上释放神就在天上释放。
Whatever we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
因为这个名是超乎万名之上的名。
Because this name is above all names.
今天我们看第三件事情。
Now let's look at the third point.
讲到我们的祷告要来照着神的旨意求。
That we have to pray according to God's will.
上个礼拜我们读了约翰福音第九章三十一节不仅仅说到神不听罪人。
So last week we read not only that the Lord does not listen to sinners.
那一节圣经也告诉我们，只有敬奉神跟遵行神旨意的神才听他。
He only listens to godly men who does His will.
所以我们要知道，要让神听我们的祷告，有一件很重要的事情，就是我们要遵照神的旨意。
So in order for God to listen to our prayer, we have to do His will.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
在约翰一书二章十七节告诉我们
First John chapter 2 verse 17 tells us
他说这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去
The world and its desires will pass away
我有什么永远长存
Do you know who will live forever?
遵行神旨意的永远长存
The man who does the will of God lives forever
弟兄姊妹你自己回家如果你花五分钟你去列列看今天在你我生活里面我们所追求的所在乎的有哪些是会过去的哪些是不会过去的
Let's all do this. Let's go home and look at the things that we do. How many of them will pass away and how many will remain forever.
不管你觉得那个东西多宝贵
Doesn't matter how important and precious you think they are.
圣经上说这世界和其上一切的情欲有一天都要过去
The Bible tells us the world and its desires will one day pass away.
只有遵行神旨意的永远长存
But only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
还不仅仅指的这外面这些所谓的世界上跟情欲上的事情
It does not only talk about the outward things or the desires.
就连我们今天这些信主了侍奉主的人
Even to us who believe and serve the Lord.
圣经上在马太福音七章二十一节主说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能够都进天国
Because the Bible tells us in Matthew that anyone who calls my name the Lord would not all enter into the kingdom of God
唯有遵行神旨意的才可以进去
Only those who does the will of God will enter
所以那时候很多人都说主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名行异能奉你的名做许多的事吗主说我不称许你
At that time, many would tell the Lord, didn't we do all these signs in your name? But the Lord says, I do not approve of you.
而且底下主说了一句这么重的话，你们这作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And he would even rebuke them, saying, you depart from me, you evil doers.
这节圣经跟得永生没有直接的关系，是讲到得奖赏的问题。
This verse does not refer to our salvation, but our reward.
所以我们要知道这个世界和其上的情欲，还有一切不是照着神旨意的，在神的眼中，通通不能带到永世去。
So we know that the world and its desire, anything not of the world will not be entering into eternity.
所以我们在主的面前一定要有这个警觉啊，弟兄姊妹。
So we have to be alert.
弟兄告诉我们不要存钱到会倒闭的银行去。
We were told that do not deposit your money into the bank that will go bankrupt.
那现在美国的银行都有联邦这个做后盾啊，那你就告诉你，你不要投资到要倒闭的公司好了。And
also likewise, do not invest in the company that will go under.
去年一年到现在，很多人都投资到倒闭的公司去了。I'm
sure many have invested in the company that eventually go under.
是的，当我们把钱放进去的时候。Yes,
when we invest our money.
我们似乎很 rich, 很有钱。We
may seem to be rich.
我们有股票。Because
we have a stock.
上面有价值。
And then has value, face value.
但是那一天早晚就会到，这一切成为过去。
But one day will come and all these will pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要让这些外面的这些苦头白白受，白白吃苦头。
So let's not suffer in vain.
神借着一切所造的事情，神都在这里对我们说话。
Through all creation, the Lord is telling us.
他不仅仅借着讲台，借着圣经，借着圣灵说话，神借着我们的环境和遭遇都在说话。
Not only through the Bible, through the messages, but the Lord is also talking to us through our environment.
所以当我们在祷告的时候，
So when we pray,
我们看这节圣经提醒我们的，
And this Bible verse should remind us.
在你们的程序单上，约翰一书第五章14节到15节， 你们不翻圣经没有关系啊，有没有人知道15节的答案是什么？既然知道他听我们什么所求的，就知道我们所求于他的怎么样怎么样，有没有人知道那个答案是什么？In
1 John 5:14-15.
一切所求的，很好啊。所以约翰一书第五章15节是说，他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的怎么样。 无不得着啊，感谢主。
1 John 5:15, and if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked for.
所以，如果我们把这节圣经把它摘录下来，贴到墙壁上，他听我一切所求的，所以我一切所求于他的，无不得着。So
if we just tape this verse on our wall, that He hears whatever we ask Him, and we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him.
弟兄姊妹，那我们就早晚自己有一天会把那张纸从上面撕下来。If
we just take this, then sooner or later you're gonna rip it off your wall.
神已经告诉我们这么清楚。Because
God clearly tells us.
就是在14节。In
verse 14.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。If
we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And this is the confidence we have before Him.
我们看见的那个关键,
Do you see this key point?
叫做照他旨意求,
according to His will.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
那么什么到底叫做他的旨意呢?
So what does it mean to pray according to His will?
我在圣经上看不见说主啊, 明天我会不会被公司 lay off 啊?
Because the Bible never tells us if I will be laid off tomorrow.
圣经上有没有告诉我主，我明天该不该回中国大陆，还是留在矽谷？
And the Bible never tells us if I should return back to China tomorrow or not.
主啊，圣经上更没有告诉我，我应该嫁给A还是嫁给B。
Let alone telling me to marry A or B.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，当讲到神的旨意的时候，
So when we talk about the will of God,
有一个最基本的概念我们要知道。
We have to have this fundamental concept.
讲到旨意，
When we talk about will,
圣经上有所谓神永远的旨意。
There's this eternal will of God.
这个永远的旨意是从来不改变。And
this will never change.
当神定义的时候，这个旨意其实已经在神的眼中成就了。And
when He set this eternal will, it's already done.
从不改变，从不妥协。It's
never changed or compromised.
但是也有在今天你我的身上，神向着我们个人的计划。And
there's also God's plan on every one of us.
这是两个很不同的。And
these are two different things.
当我们在这里讲怎么样明白神旨意的时候，我们常常只在乎第二个。So
when we talk about to understand God's will, we often talk about the second part.
就是主啊，到底你在我身上的旨意是什么？That
is what God's plan for us exactly.
到底我的前途是什么？What
should my future be?
到底我应该怎么样子为着我的前途有合你心意的祷告？
How should I pray according to your will for my future?
主，当我在祷告的时候，到底你在我身上的心意是什么？教导我，让我可以祷告。
Teach me so that I will pray for my future according to your will.
所以你发现我们所有所谓的想要明白神的旨意，都是集中在这第二个我们的身上。
Every time we talk about to know God's will, we always talk about God's plan on us.
那请大家注意一件事情。
But please be, please pay attention to one thing.
就是你我的旨意，如果不是在神永远的旨意底下配合的话，
that if our will do not match God's eternal will,
这个你我身上个人的旨意就没有太大的价值,
and it's, then our desires and will or wish have no value.
它就不是那么重要,
and they're not important.
但当我们你我的旨意是在神降服在神那个大的旨意底下的时候,
but if our will submit to God's grand will,
那你我身上的旨意在神的眼中就非常重要。
And then our will becomes very important in God's eyes.
我想我各举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
有一次有一个年轻的姊妹去问一个年长的姊妹。
One time a young sister went to ask an elderly sister.
她说有两个弟兄都在追我。
There are two brothers are nice to me.
这两个弟兄都不错。
And they're all both nice.
我该挑哪一个?
Which one should I choose?
好羡慕她哈。
Don't you envy her?
她可以挑呢。
She even has choice.
那年长的姊妹告诉她。
And so this elderly sister tells her,
她的姊妹,
sister,
神根本不在乎你嫁给A还是嫁给B。
God doesn't really care if you marry A or B.
如果你的心根本不是爱主、尊主为大的话, 神根本不在乎你嫁给谁。
If your heart does not love or honor the Lord doesn't care whom you marry.
因为你完全只是为了自己的快乐跟享受。
Because you only care about your self-pleasure and gratification.
弟兄姊妹, 另外一方面的例子,
Another example.
如果我们真是把自己降服在神的旨意底下,
if we surrender to God's will,
我们看见神永远的旨意召我们，让我们信耶稣, 让我们得到他儿子的生命, 让我们彰显他荣耀。
If we see that we are called and to manifest His glory according to His will,
而我这一生我就愿意把自己奉献给神, 为他而活。
And we're willing to dedicate our lives to live for Him.
那你我的所有的事情在神的眼中都是重要的。
So anything about us will be important in God's eyes.
就跟一根电线,
just like a piece of wire.
它单独存在的时候, 它没有太大的价值。
It does not have any value by itself.
如果是在火箭, 太空梭, 航空器材里面的那根线的时候, 它就很重要。
But it could be very important in the space shuttle.
因为它是在一个这么伟大的计划里面。
Because it's part of this grand plan.
少了它不行的。
The plan cannot do without it.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这条线接哪里, 接得对不对, 那非常重要的。
So it really matters a lot where it exists.
今天我们这一生, 到底我们在这里所寻求的旨意, 到底有没有跟神永远的旨意发生关系?
So do our plans have anything to do with God's will?
这是非常关键的问题。
And that is our key question.
我不是说我们不能够为自己的事情祷告。
I'm not saying that we cannot pray for our own things.
而是在我们为这些事情祷告的时候,
But when we
我们的出发点, 我们的用心, 我们整个的目的都是要为着神的旨意, 为着神的荣耀。
Can we base our purpose and motivations on God's will?
所以现在来到一个非常关键的问题。
So this is the key question.
就是实行上的。
How to practice it?
我怎么知道呢?
How would I know?
我怎么知道呢?
How would I know?
我怎么知道到底什么是神的旨意?
How would I know what God's will is?
至少让我们先学会一件事情, 先把不是神旨意的过滤掉。
But let's learn one thing to filter out anything that's not of God's will.
雅各书第四章告诉我们,
James chapter 4 tells us,
他不仅仅讲到你们得不着是因为你们不求,
it says that you do not receive because you do not ask.
我们不够像路德的那只小puppy,
we're just like that little puppy.
但底下说, 你们求也得不着, 因为你们, 什么? 妄求。
And then again it says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.
要, 什么? 浪费在你们的,
because you want to spend what you get on your pleasures.
弟兄姊妹, 怎么知道我的祷告是不是合神旨意? 这是至少基本上我们先过滤掉很多。
So this verse will help us to filter out anything that's not of God's will.
我们整个祷告的中心到底是我自己的需要呢? 还是神的旨意?
So our motivation is on our needs or God's will.
我们可以在神的面前有needs, 我们要会区分 needs 跟 wants 的不同。
We have to be able to distinguish needs from wants.
需要必须的神决定下的。
God knows all our needs.
神说天上的飞鸟不种不收, 天父都养活它。
Because God says the birds of the air do not sow or reap, yet our heavenly Father feeds them.
神眷顾我们一切生活需要。
God cares about our daily needs.
但是那个 wants 就种在我们里面的欲望。
But then wants tell us about our desires.
它超过了我们的needs.
It goes beyond our needs.
我不是说我们的生活里面不可以拥有比我们需要的多.
I'm not saying that we cannot possess anything beyond our needs.
神祝福我们，给我们超过了我们基本生活需要的。我想我们今天在座的几乎每一个人都是这样。
I'm sure every one of us receive blessing from God that's beyond what we need.
而是关键就是当我们拥有这些needs的时候，有衣有食，我们知足了没？
But the question is, after we have what we need, are we satisfied and content?
保罗说，金钱加上知足就是大利，这是最好的事情。
Because Paul tells us it's a great profit for us with godliness and content.
神够了我的生活需要，我就在主的面前长存感恩，长存知足。
If we have what we need, we shall be thankful.
而那个贪就让我们在主的面前一直求。But
then the greed pushes us to keep on asking.
所以我们第一件事情要知道的就是借着妄求来衡量我们的祷告到底需不需要继续祷告。So
first, we have to evaluate our prayers if we pray with the wrong motives.
有一次我看到一句话，他说如果你已经忙到连祷告的时间都没有的话。
There's one statement that says, if you're too busy to pray,
那我可以告诉你，你现在所做的这件事绝对不是出于神。
Then I can assure you that whatever you're busy with, it's not of God's will.
弟兄姊妹，太多的事情，我们太多的需要，我不是太多的那个wants，让我们整个人已经没有时间去过一个基督徒该过的生活。
All our wants push us away from a normal Christian life.
所以也难怪神没有想要那么在乎我们的祷告。
No wonder God does not care about prayers.
我们不会为了孩子健健康康，我们感谢神。我们要为了他的成绩，只有一科没拿到A，我们发大脾气。We
do not thank God for our children's health, but that we throw our temper for him not getting an A.
我们很少为着神已经给我们的这些恩典，我们来感谢他。我们为了我们还没有得到的，我们在那里埋怨神。We
hardly praise God and thank Him for the blessings we have received. But we keep on complaining for the things we do not have.
这是讲到第一关，我们用妄求来过滤我们的祷告。So
this is the first thing we do. We filter out any prayers with wrong motives.
而接着在积极上，那到底我怎么知道我现在祷告的是不是出于神？
And second, how will I know if my prayer now is according to God's will?
圣经上神给我们太好的帮助。The
Bible gives us a lot of assistance.
借着圣灵，借着主的话。Through
the Holy Spirit and the words of God.
这两件事情。
And these two.
那弥陀圣弟兄告诉我们，就像那个火车的铁轨，那两条铁轨一样。
Like the two rails of a railroad track.
神这么大的能力和祝福，要能够达到我们这里，借着这两条线。
Through these two rails, God's great power will come to us.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着神的话。
And God's word.
神的灵，神的话，从神创造世界开始，一路上。 掌管了神儿女们每一次属灵复兴的关键两个因素。
And they are the two factors that control all the revivals of God's children from the beginning.
所以我们在这里弄的罗马书8章26节告诉我们，他说我们本不知道怎么祷告。
So Romans chapter 8:26 tells us that we do not know what to pray.
圣灵用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
他说，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。 因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。And
he who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的不知道怎么为你的现在的大事祷告的话，So
if you really do not know what to pray for yourself,
就很谦卑地跪在主的面前，请求圣灵的帮助。Just
come humbly before God and ask the Holy Spirit to help you.
圣灵不仅仅在那里调度万事，叫爱神的人得益处。Not
only that, the Holy Spirit is moving all things to benefit those who love Him.
圣灵知道我们的软弱，所以他亲自来帮我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit also knows our weaknesses, so He is praying for us.
所以如果我们真的是这样子的依靠圣灵的话，So
if we truly trust in the Lord,
我们就会摸着圣灵怎样照着神的旨意在替我们祷告。Then
we will be able to feel how the Holy Spirit is interceding for us.
弟兄姊妹，你会常常说那个讲的太玄了哦。You
might say this is so abstract.
但是当你要讲说这件事太玄之前，我对大家有一个小小的请求。
But before you say that, I have a small request.
就是你真正的、认真的去靠着圣灵祷告看看。That
try it to pray with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们连try都没try，我们就说这个事情太玄了、太抽象了。
If we never tried it before, how can we just say this so abstract?
那我们怎么经历到圣灵来帮助我们祷告呢?
And how can we ever experience the Holy Spirit's help for us to pray?
Just do it.
Just do it.
真的花功夫跪到主的面前,
and just spend the time and kneel before the Lord.
跟主摔跤啊,
and struggle.
主你不祝福我, 你不向我显明你的意思, 说我不能让你过去, 我要了解。
Lord, I will never let you go until you reveal your will to me.
这是靠着主的灵。
And this is through the Spirit of the Lord.
约翰福音15章第7节, 我没有写在单上, 你们可以补充。
John 15, chapter 7.
主说常住在我里面的, 主的话就藏在他里面。
Anyone who remains in me, my words remain in him.
那么凡我们所求的就成就。
And then we will receive anything we ask.
他告诉我们要常常跟主之间有一个对的关系。
That means we have to have this right relationship with the Lord.
当我们跟主的关系对的时候, 圣经上就说, 主的话就藏在我们里面。
And his words will remain in us.
而这个话的原文是用 rhema。
And that word is rhema.
它不是白纸黑字的一句话。
It's not just printed words.
而是神特别活的一句话说在我们的里面亮起来。
It's living words spoken and enlightened in us.
只让我们明白神的旨意是什么。
So that we will know God's will.
我真巴不得我们多有一点时间让弟兄姊妹起来做这个见证。
I hope that we'll have more time for brothers and sisters to give testimony.
我相信在座有很多的弟兄姊妹有这样子的经历。
I'm sure many of us experienced that before.
当你真正来到主的面前认真祷告寻求的时候,
when you,
主的rhema突然临到我们。
When you sincerely pray before the Lord, suddenly the rhema comes.
那我们知道我们下一步是什么。
So that we will know what to do next.
就像我从前一共有十几年的时间，有这么多年长的弟兄姊妹催我、鼓励我，叫我辞掉工作，全时间服侍主。
Just like for more than 10 years before that, many brothers and sisters urged me to come out to serve the Lord as a minister.
我说我蒙召是被神召，当神召我的时候，神一定会让我知道。
But I insisted that God will let me know when He calls me.
所以我在主的面前常常为这件事情祷告。
So I often pray for it.
而当那天。 1991年10年前那个早晨神说 Jesus only, Jesus ever 的时候,
on that morning 10 years ago in 1991 when the Lord spoke to me Jesus only, Jesus ever
这句话我们这么熟 唱诗唱过这么多次 它对我来说不过就是一个logos
this is a statement that I was so familiar with which is like a logos to me
但那天早晨突然这句话这么强地进来 神召我辞掉一切的工作出来侍奉他
And that morning, this word came so strongly that the Lord called me, so I had to resign from my work.
不见得要这么强的经历，我相信在我们生活其他的事上一样有。
I'm not saying that they all have to be so strong, but the principle is the same.
当你真是那么认真，愿意把你新买的家奉献给神用的时候。
When you are so sincere and truthful, and you want to offer yourself and your family to the Lord.
你发现在你买房子的事情上，主就管了。
And you will find that the Lord even takes care of your house, buying a house. And that if you desire to serve the Lord will care about your marriage. We have to pray.
所以同样的,
so when we pray like this,
借着主的话, 借着主的灵,
through God's words and the Holy Spirit,
如果还没有清楚,
if you're still not clear,
就像我说的, 这个时候我们就带着一个信而顺服的态度, 我们平心往前。
No, we should just trust and obey and move forward in faith.
知道主永远不会错,
we know that the Lord is never wrong.
主所能成就的超过我们所求所想的。
He can achieve way beyond our imagination.
所以有一个小孩子到杂货店去,那个杂货店看见他妈妈带他来, 就说,小朋友,你自己手伸进来抓一把糖送给你。
And then one child went to a grocery store with the mom and the owner says, you know, just grab you can grab a handful of candy, they will be yours.
那小孩子看着那个杂货店老板说,嗯嗯,你帮我抓。
But then the kid says, no, you do it for me.
看起来很客气啊。
It seems like he's very polite, right?
后来他妈妈就问他说,你为什么自己不抓,还要叔叔帮你抓。
So later on, his mom asked, how come you don't do it yourself, you ask the owner to do it for you?
你们都在笑了,就知道答案。
You all know the answer now.
那个主人的手是他两三倍大，一抓那一大把，对不对？
Of course, the hand of the owner is much bigger, right? So he gets more candy.
那我不是说我们对神要用这种取利的心态啊。
I'm not saying that we should be so smart with God.
我们知道他的道路高过我们的道路。
But we know that His way is higher than our way.
他是按着心中的纯正,
and he's leading us with his purity and then the wisdom.
他向着我们, 是纯全, 善良, 可喜悦的旨意,
and his will for us is good and pure and pleasing.
那第二件事情呢,
secondly, we should pray in one accord.
弟兄姊妹在这里特别强调我们集体祷告的重要。
And this is the importance of corporate prayers.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经上太重视那个两个人的原则。
And the principle of two people so important in the Bible.
我们必须在主的面前认识教会祷告的重要。
We have to know the importance of prayer of church.
个人祷告虽然重要,
even though it's important that we pray individually,
但是教会的祷告所发挥的力量带下的祝福是个人的祷告常常达不到的。
But then the power that emitted from the church prayer is far beyond an individual prayer.
圣经上说五个人叫一百个人逃跑。
The Bible tells us that five people will cause 100 to flee.
那100个人就叫10,000个人逃跑。
100 will cause 10,000 to flee.
弟兄姊妹说到那个同心的力量。
And that is the power of being one accord.
从神儿女们从一对五,
from 1 to 5,
变成多少? 1对100。
To 1 to 100.
你要知道当我们一同心的时候所产生的力量。
So whenever we are one accord, the power is great.
所以上一次我提到撒旦教祷告的两件事情, 一个叫神家的领袖失败犯罪。
So last time I mentioned to you the two prayers in the Church of Satan. One is that the Christian leaders will fall.
第二件事情他要神家有不和睦有分裂的事情。
And then second, the house of God will be fragmented. There will be disputes.
这两件事情都是瓦解神家属灵力量最好最直接的方法。
And these two things will collapse the power of church.
所以在我列的马太福音18章19节, 我又告诉你们, 若是你们中间有两个人,
So in Matthew 18, verse 19, again I tell you that if two of you on earth
同心合意地求什么事, 我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
在神的眼中, 两个人能够完全同心合意, 这就是一个伟大的得胜和见证。
In God's eyes, if two people can be completely in one accord, that is a great victory.
虽然我们有很多的不同,
even though we are different,
但是弟兄姊妹, 我们要能够有同心合意, 在属灵, 在神的事上, 那是一件不容易的事情。
And it's hard for us to be in one accord on spiritual matters.
那也许我们觉得要同心合一很简单呢, 这共同利害的关系, 那不就让我们同心合一了吗?
You might say that if we share the same of profit or loss, then we will be in one accord.
我们可以一起联合明天的仇敌打击今天的仇敌, 对不对?
We can unite with tomorrow's enemy to attack today's enemy.
孩子要上大学, 我们都希望他上第一流的学校, 夫妻当然可以同心合意。
We all want our children to go to the best college, so it's easy for husband and wife to be in one accord on this matter.
生病了, 我们当然都同心合意, 希望他身体好啊。
If someone is sick, of course we want them to recover.
弟兄姊妹, 神要我们同心合意, 不是在那个需要上,
But God does not want us to agree only on the needs.
而是这两个生命能够在主的面前有一的见证。
But then these two lives will have this testimony of being one.
这是一个何等大的考验。
And that is a great challenge.
至少需要我们两件事, 第一个我们要彼此和睦。
So that we need to live in harmony.
第二个我们需要舍己。
And we need to deny ourselves.
这两个缺一, 在主的面前就不可能有同心合一。
Without either one, we cannot be in one accord.
所以为什么我在这里列了这么大一段的经文, 彼得前书3章7节到12节。
That's why I listed 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 to 12.
因为他从家庭讲到教会。
Because it starts from family to church.
他也都讲到要怎么样子让我们的祷告没有阻碍。
And it tells us how that we can pray without hindrance.
在家里面就是做丈夫的要按着情理跟基督同住, 要敬重他, 这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
So in your family, husband should treat your wife with respect so that your prayer will not be hindered.
你知道为什么我们家里面的祷告神不听吗?
So now do you know why God does not answer to our family prayers?
不是因为你们两个人 有人不希望孩子健康, 不希望孩子上好学校。
It's not that either one of you don't want your child to be healthy.
不是因为在共同的利害上大家看法不同。
It's not that you have different opinions.
而是两个生命根本没有办法和睦同居。
But it's because two lives cannot live in harmony.
所以神说要让家里面的祷告没有障碍，丈夫跟妻子必须要在主的面前要和睦。
So that's why husband and wife have to live in harmony so that your prayers will not be hindered.
同样在教会里面一样，他说到主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祷告。那为什么呢？因为他们在主的面前同心，彼此体恤，追求和睦。
Likewise, at church, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayers because they pursue peace and they try to live in harmony.
所以特别在第十节，他的经上说，人若爱生命。愿享美福，这两件我们都喜欢。我们爱生命，我们愿意享受美福。
Verse 10 says, "Whoever will love life and seek good days, we all love life and good days."
我们需要做什么？我们一起来读。需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
So what should we do? We should keep our tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech.He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it.
对，请弟兄姊妹注意到，我们在教会里面背后批评论断的话是一件非常严重的事情。
So we have to see that any of that slandering at church is very serious.
不是因为被批评的人不喜欢听。
It's not that they don't sound good to those being judged.
也不仅仅因为被批评的人会受到伤害。
Or that it might hurt some people.
而是整个神家的祝福要受到伤害。
But it will hurt the blessing of the church.
而且也很严重的一件事情就是我们的祷告神就不听。
And it will stop our prayer being heard by God.
神说你如果爱你的生命你愿意享美福的话。
So God says, if you love your life and you want to see good days,
你要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
You must keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceitful speech.
禁止到一个地步，就跟你的儿子在玩火、玩刀的时候，你要去禁止他一样。
To such an extent that you want, as if you want to stop your child from playing with knives or fire.
你知道我随便说的话，一定给我自己带来伤害，给我的家带来伤害。
We have to know that any idle words will bring damage and hurt to me and my family.
更把整个教会带到一个伤害亏损的里面。
And it will damage the church.
所以我们要怎么样子能够真正同心合一的祷告呢？
So how can we pray in one accord?
我们需要和睦，我们需要舍己。
We need to live in harmony and we need to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves.
以基督耶稣的心为心，是我们唯一可以合一的一条路。
Let the mind of Christ be ours, and that's the only way.
你我都不同。
We're all different.
但当我们都向着基督去的时候
，But if we all move toward Christ,
我们就越来越靠近，最终我们在基督里面真正合一。
Therefore, we're closer to each other also, and eventually we will become one.
那基督耶稣的心是什么呢
？And what is this mind of Christ Jesus?
就是父啊，不要照着我的意思。只要照着你的意思。
That is, Father, do not do it according to my will, but your will.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我只能再讲这两点。
Today I can only share with you these two points.
一个讲到我们要学会照着他的旨意来求。
First, we need to learn to pray according to His will.
一个我们学习我们同心合意的来求。
And then we also learn to pray in one accord.
求主除去我们家庭中一切不和睦的情形。
May the Lord remove anything that is not harmonious.
求主除去我们教会神儿女们之间一切不和睦的事情。
And also the distance and anything unpeaceful among us.
让我们学习以基督耶稣的心为心。
So that this mind of Christ Jesus be ours.
能够降服在主的旨意底下。
That we will surrender to His will.
这一种同心合一的祷告。
And this prayers in one accord.
那带下神特别的同在。
Will bring the special presence of the Lord.
那带下神特别的祝福。
And special blessings of the Lord.
贵重的膏油，黑门的甘露，都要大大的降临在我们中。
This precious anointing will be among us.
这样子的祷告。
And this kind of prayer is full of power.
So, 施布森弟兄
the brother's version,
有人来参观他的教会
one time visitors came,
那知道他们教会为什么这么兴旺
and then they want to find out why his church was so powerful.
他说来，我带你来看我们教会的发电厂
So he says, I will show you the generator of our church.
楼下有700个弟兄姊妹跪在那里祷告
In the basement, 700 brothers and sisters were kneeling and praying.
那我们教会有更多同心合一的祷告。
May our church have more prayers in one accord.
更多照着神旨意的祷告。
More prayers according to His will.
我们才能够说你的权柄我也执掌。
Therefore, we can say we rule because you rule.
因为主说我所做的事你们也要做。
Because the Lord says you will do the things I do.
并且要做比这个更大的事。
Even greater things you will do.
我们请一起低头，我们祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
主，我们将整个教会交在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we commit the whole church into your hands.
求你赦免我们在祷告上所疏忽的罪。
Please forgive us any of the sins that we lack in prayer.
因为我们缺乏祷告。
Because we lack in prayer.
以至于我们常常软弱。
So we're often weak.
因着我们缺乏祷告
But we lack a prayer.
我们常常看见仇敌这样子的猖狂
And we see the enemy as so active.
也因着我们缺乏祷告
And because we do not pray.
我们看见神家的复兴好像迟迟不来
The revival delays from coming.
帮助你的教会和你的儿女们
Help your church and your children.
在各地兴起祷告的人
RaiseWarriors of prayer.
让我们看见你赐给教会祷告的权柄何等的尊贵。
That we see how precious is the authority of prayer you have given to your church.
你说你所做的事，信你的人也要做。
You say that those who believe in you will do greater things.
你要做比这更大的事。
Will do greater things.
帮助我们来相信你的应许。
Help us so that we will believe in your promise.
也帮助我们把自己奉献在这个神圣的行列里。
That we will offer yourself and join.
但愿教会有更多的人起来，常常为神家祷告。
Raise more people to pray for your church.
常常有合神心意、同心合意的祷告。
And pray in one accord according to your will.
我们为着每一个家庭，也求你来怜悯我们。
We pray for your mercy for all the families.
若是有任何的家夫妻在你的面前不能同。
If there are any family that husband and wife cannot live in harmony,
we ask
for your mercy. Help us so that we are willing to lay down ourselves before the cross. So that we can pray for our families in one accord. And pray for blessings for our family. And we pray for our church.
有任何不和睦的事
If there is anything that's not harmonious
主啊你为我们来除去
Help us to remove them
你让我们看重你的命令
So that we care about your commands
让我们在乎你家的兴旺
And we care for the prosperity of your house
就让我们不再随便说伤害的话
So we will not say any idle words
不再做任何亏欠你的事
Anything that will fall short of you
让我们彼此切实相爱
That we will truly love one another
在这样子的一个世代里面
In this generation,
我们真能像明光照耀
that we will shine like light,
将生命的道表明出来
and we will show the way of life,
祝福你的教会
bless your church,
祝福你的儿女们
bless your children,
我们再一次把所有在工作上失业的、找工作的都交在你的手中
again, we commit all brothers and sisters who are looking for jobs,
帮助我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹在祷告中不灰心
help them so that they will not be frustrated in their prayer,
帮助他们开出一条你所安定的道路
Open up a way that you have prepared for them
让他们知道你的时间和你所安排的都是最好的
So that they will know that your timing and your arrangement are always the best
谢谢主
Thank you Lord
也为着最近在外面有这么多让人惊恐让人担心的事情和消息
And we also pray for all these news that frighten and threaten us
求主坚固我们的信心
Strengthen our faith
真是信靠耶和华的必不至于动摇。
Anyone who trusts in the Lord will not be shaken.
依靠耶和华的也不至于羞愧。
Anyone who trusts in the Lord will not be ashamed.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.